Are you tough on the outside but weak on the inside? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Robert Gosselin, who built walls in his life to look tough, but was dying on the inside.
I think that that is a big thing that all of us can do, and it protects us from many things, from getting hurt, from being vulnerable to other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when someone says, "How you doing?" a lot of people will say, "I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
You know, I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
I'm all right."
But really, what's happening on the inside?
I think a lot of people can relate to that and to this show and this testimony we're about to hear, because honestly, a lot of people I meet is just faking it. And honestly, before I knew Christ, before I had some solid rock inside my heart, I was honestly just faking it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just not doing very well. People are like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, doing good." And then when I'm by myself, I'm like, "I hate myself." And you know, all this
go
stuff.
Go cry in the bathroom. Yeah. I know. It's a difficult thing because it's hard to share with someone what you're going through at times because you don't know, well, what are they going to think? Are they going to be able to help me? Is it going to make matters worse?
Yeah. No, I mean, the Bible calls it pretense,
mm-hmm.
where it's just a false facade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, some people say, well, that's only a certain group of people, but it's actually a lot of people. And Jesus was amazing because he was opposite. He was so real.
Mm-hmm.
He was so real, so raw. So willing to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
so willing to have his heart open.
Mm-hmm.
His heart was just open wide. And a lot of us, and even someone listening might say, you know, that's dangerous to open up your heart. You're going to get hurt.
Mm.
You have to have a facade. You don't know who might hurt you if you reveal weakness
mm-hmm.
at all. And you're just going to be tough. But the truth is, real toughness is from the inside out. It's not from the outside in.
Mm.
Jesus said, don't just make the outside of the dish clean, make the inside of it clean, and the outside will be clean as well.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling that to the Pharisees,
right.
who were people who were really fake,
mm-hmm.
who acted like they had it all together, but they didn't have it all together.
And I think the biggest thing we can do is call out to God. If you're going through a hard time, the first one to call to is him, because though you may be hurting on the inside, he knows your heartaches and pains, and he is the one who can help us in our time of trouble. Stay tuned to hear from Robert after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have with us Robert Gosselin, and he's going to share how when something happened in his life, his faith was under fire, and he's going to share how that changed and how he came to the living God. Let's welcome to the show, Robert. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Ann. It's a real joy to be with you.
Yeah.
Now tell me about your upbringing and maybe how you viewed God.
Well, I grew up in a Catholic family, and our family was very religious. So we would go to church every Sunday, and we would listen to the things the priest would say and be part of the service every Sunday morning. And I felt like it was an important part of my life. I felt like it was something that was going to really be strong in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But as my life went along, about 11 or 12 years old, my life started to fall apart.
Mm.
My parents got divorced. And
oh, man.
It was a very strange thing because there was never any arguing or fighting in the house. They had kept all of that from the kids. But when they announced what they were doing, it was like someone had taken a baseball bat and just slammed it right into my stomach. I couldn't get my breath. I was just sitting there wondering if I really had heard what I had just heard.
Mm.
And then over the next several months, a situation arose where I was actually being sexually abused by someone and didn't have the courage to speak about it or deal with it. And it just really completely destroyed my self-confidence, my vision of who I was. So my life had been torn apart. My family had been torn apart. The way I looked at myself had been torn apart. And nothing that I had counted on growing up was strong enough to take me through that. And I just decided there were some other things going on that played into it, but I decided I had to get strong. And so I began to study the martial arts. By the time I was 16 years old, I had earned my first black belt. I earned a second degree black belt before I went into the Marine Corps because getting a black belt didn't make me tough enough. And so I figured, well, join the Marines. If anybody can make you tough, they can make you tough. And I was an exemplary Marine. I was meritoriously promoted 5 times in 2 years. Unheard of. Being a Marine, that didn't make me tough enough. And I couldn't find the answer.
Wow.
I just couldn't find the answer.
How were you feeling at that time as you were getting older, growing up, and your
parents
were divorced at this time and you're being taken advantage of? Were you feeling hurt and pain, or did you just feel like, I got to fend for myself because no one else is watching out for me?
I was determined to build such large, thick walls, Kathleen, that nobody would ever get through to me again. Nobody could get close enough to hurt me. And that was how I decided to deal with life. And I was doing a really good job of it. Everything looked cool on the outside, but on the inside, I was hard. I just would never let anyone close. Anybody who was any sort of a threat was never going to get close enough to hurt me.
Wow.
No, that's a common thing where sometimes that toughness, but really on the inside, is just not letting anyone in. You know, that's
really, walls.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
So you're in the Marines, and did you feel like there was something missing still as you were the top of all of them there? What were you feeling at that time?
I was feeling completely empty. I was feeling like I didn't have what it takes to deal with life. And so I started trying to do things that would fill the emptiness. I would go to church on Sunday morning, and I'd go to the base chapel, and I'd go to the Catholic Mass, and then I'd wait, and I'd stay for the Protestant service, and then I'd leave after that, you know, looking anywhere I could. I'd go running. I would run a lot in those years. I'd spend some afternoons on the weekends at the base pool, which is, you know, a few Marines and mostly a bunch of kids, and who can be threatened by kids?
Right. Wow. So here you were feeling at a loss, something's empty. What was the breaking point and what happened?
You know, as I mentioned, I was searching in a lot of places, including in churches. You know, me growing up in a Catholic church, it wasn't the fact that it was just the Catholic church, because you can grow up in a Baptist church or a Methodist church or any kind of church, a non-denominational charismatic church, and just let the words go through you, but not let them touch your heart, and still come up with the idea that this isn't about anything but rules, the things you're not supposed to do and the things you are supposed to do and when you're supposed to do them. And wherever you're going to church, you can come away with that and forget and not even know that it's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to me was I was hanging out at the base pool, and a couple of 12-year-old kids who happened to be from a family that were Christians, they were part of the Assemblies of God, they were believers, and they were just being friendly kids. And I found that disarming. And then the family started inviting me to come over to their house on Sunday afternoons. And so I would go and hang out over there. And this was a very strange family, because after going to church in the morning, on Sunday night, they'd go to church again. I found that really weird. Why would you want to go twice, right?
Yeah.
So it began a pattern where, you know, I'd get up on Sunday, I'd go to both church services, I'd hang out at the pool for a while, then I'd go over to their house and have lunch and hang out in the afternoon, and then they would go to church, and I'd go back to the base. And 1 week, the father said to me, hey, why don't you come to church with us tonight? And I had nothing else to do, so I decided I would go. And that night, the guy who was speaking spoke about the difference between rules and relationship. And he talked about how Jesus didn't come so I wouldn't have to follow rules. He came so I could have a relationship with him. And he talked about a couple of things that were so important to me, that he talked about peace, inner peace, and he talked about strength, and he talked about power. And then he said, if anybody's looking for that, you can have it. And the next thing I knew, I had to go to the front of the church. I was looking for peace. I was looking for power. I was looking for inner strength.
Right.
And I knew I didn't have it. I'd been looking for it since I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
But I found it that night.
Wow. So you went down there. What did you experience when you gave your life to the Lord, or what did you say?
I can't tell you exactly what I said, Kathleen, but I remember just telling Jesus that everything I had tried up to that point, including following the rules that I thought were his rules, had not given me what this man who was standing at the front of the church was talking about. Mm. They had not given me that.
Yeah.
And I just said, if you're God, if you're really offering me this, I want this.
Yeah.
And my insides just burst. I mean, I hadn't cried in years. I mean, I didn't cry. But I was crying there, and I just felt a warmth. I felt a power. I felt a peace like you could not even imagine.
Wow.
And of course, you know, in the ensuing years since I was 21, I'm almost 60 now. I mean, there's been struggles, there's been challenges, there's been all kinds of incredible difficulties.
Yeah.
But through it all, his strength has been there. He's always been there. His peace has always been there. His power has always been there. He's been the father I was looking for that I've never had since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
You know, there are people listening right now, Robert, who are saying, I need peace. I need the strength, what he has. And we're going to pray for those people right now because they're desperate and they've come to a place now and they've heard this show and they're saying, that's me. So,
yeah.
Robert, we want to thank you for sharing your life with us because it has changed someone else's and we're going to pray for them right now. God bless you, Robert.
Thank you. God bless you.
I think that's a really powerful word, which is inner strength. Where do you find that moment where you feel you have enough strength to endure the trials and the troubles that you go through every day? As you've just heard, Robert found that real strength, that real power through the person of Jesus Christ. And it's true, we can all have that now, and it will follow us forevermore. All we have to do is call out to him and just say, Jesus, I'm in need of you. I need you right now, Lord Jesus. So I'm asking you, Jesus, to reveal yourself. You're an all-powerful God. Reveal yourself. Come into my life. And I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you would just cause someone from the inside out to just burst right now on the inside. For the power of God to just move upon someone right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you're touching someone right now who's listening. I can just sense it. That someone is just getting touched right now and is getting healing.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been able to get before. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus, that you're the healer. And you cause us to bloom from the inside out. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus is the answer to all the things we need in life. Call out to him, and he will be with you through the hard times and the good times. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.